A tip for boosting pollination for planted crops. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Alabama's fruit and vegetable farmers rely heavily on successful pollination of their crops. To get that, many farmers mix flowering plants into the cover crops next to their fields. Jacob Kelly is a regional extension agent in horticulture in Alabama.
I wasn't always on the cover crop bandwagon. You know, I've learned that it was something we should be doing, but not many people do.
Kelly says growers who've done this have seen more beneficial insects and fewer crop pests.
You can plant these things anywhere. There's always a spot on your farm where you can find a location to plant a cover crop, whether that be on the sides of your fields, on the margins, where you're not doing too much work. That's always a great location to grow cover crops for ground nesting bees and things like that. You don't have to till these areas. You can just go through and mow and sow is what they call it.
Another benefit, says Kelly.
They're going to get better quality fruits and vegetables. They're going to have more fruits and vegetables, and their customers are going to be happier because of all of these things being implemented. They will see a return in revenue.
In some cases, produce buyers are insisting that growers use pollinator-friendly practices. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.